Hi, my name is Brooke Egan. I am 13 years old. I was born March 1st, 2006. And today I am recording Linda McKenzie, who is 66 years old. She was born on August 18th, 1952 in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And we are recording this at 200 Mayette Street. Okay, so thank you for letting me interview you.
I am honored.
And so, what was your home like when you were a kid?
Oh my goodness, we lived way out in the country.
Okay.
And it was a house and 15 acres of land, and we had a cow on it, a bull to be specific. Uh-huh. And we just played, in the summertime we played outside all day long, we played in the woods. Sometimes I'd go off by myself rock hunting.
Uh-huh.
We had a pond that would form only in the spring, and we would play boat captain in an old metal cabinet that would float around in the water.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Mom and Dad, they loved us so much, and we always had a fabulous Christmas, and yeah, you know, we didn't have much during the year, you know, like we didn't get candy or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was time for somebody's birthday party, that's when we got cake and ice cream and candy, and we really, really enjoyed it.
Ooh. Now, can you tell me something you really remember about that house?
Yeah, I won't talk about the ghost, okay? Because I can get people riled up, okay? But it was, I guess it started out as a small, I think it was like a three bedroom. And by the time Dad got done adding to it, it had one, two, three, four, I think six bedrooms.
Oh, wow.
By the time he got done. And it had a basement, and it had a dirt floor and basement, and it was kind of a spooky basement, but we would go down there, my dad would go down there and melt metals on the stove so that he could sell it for extra money, and I used to help him do that.
Is the basement where the ghost lived?
What?
Is the basement where the ghost lived?
Oh, no, the ghost lived up in, there was like a little crawl space off of my bedroom.
Oh.
And I used to go in there and talk to her.
Oh.
And then Dad ripped it out to big bedrooms back there. So he really changed the structure of the house. And that's kind of when things went south.
So what did you and your siblings do?
Well, in the summertime, we would play school.
Uh-huh.
And I was usually the teacher.
Uh-huh.
And we learned about killer whales. In fact, my sister Patty, she still talks about that, how she learned about killer whales because we played school. And sometimes for breakfast, we would play restaurant. And either Sue or I, my older sister, we would cook. So everybody had the option of pancakes or eggs, whatever it is they wanted. And we'd go and cook. We'd take the order, and we'd go and cook. And then when Mom was at work in the summer, I would iron. I'd iron the clothes. Back then, you know, there's no such thing as fabric softener, you know. Everything was really, really wrinkled. And I would just spend the day, because I'd get kind of obsessed over it, and just iron all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd hang the clothes on the stairs going up. You know, there's always like a lip of wood that sticks out. And I would hang the clothes on all those things, and it would be stuffed with, like, Mom's dresses and, yeah.
Wow. What did your parents do?
Okay, Mom was, she worked at a motel. She was a chambermaid. You know,
okay.
She helped clean the rooms. And Dad worked in the painting department at Westboro State Hospital.
Oh. Now, when you ever got in trouble, what was your discipline at home?
We got smacked. Okay. We got smacked and sent to our room. You know, depending on the severity of our transgression.
Mm-hmm.
But I was usually just sent to my room, which actually I rather enjoyed, because I had treats stashed away, and I had my Nancy Drew mystery books up there. So, you know, yeah, okay, I'm banished to my bedroom, and I read.
So, at school, what would you usually get disciplined for, and what was the discipline?
I honestly don't remember ever being disciplined in school.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was somewhat of a goody-two-shoes. I don't remember ever being disciplined for anything. I always had my homework done like 2 weeks ahead of time because I knew what it was going to be. And, you know, I don't remember anything like that.
Okay. So, did you have a favorite teacher?
Favorite teacher? No, I can't say that I did.
Okay. And did you have, like, a group of friends?
Oh, yeah, I had a group of friends, yes.
What?
We all hung together, yeah.
Okay. Did you have a best friend?
Right now, I guess my best friend is my sister, Patty. I have friends at work.
Okay.
But I've always tended to be more to myself, you know?
Okay. What kind?
So, yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. What kind of music did you and your friends listen to?
Oh, Percy Sledge.
Oh.
You know, like When a Man Loves a Woman, that one, right? Percy Sledge, The Beatles.
Oh, The Beatles.
Yeah, The Beatles, Queen, yeah, things like that.
Did you have a famous role model?
A role model?
Yeah, like a celebrity.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No celebrity role model. I've always, when I was up until I was about 14, 15, I wanted to be a paleontologist.
Oh.
Because I was really into science. I loved science. And my hero is Albert Einstein. Like, you know when they tell you if you could spend an hour talking to somebody from the past?
Yeah.
Who would it be? Mine would be Albert Einstein. I just want to hear what he's got to say. I want to understand how his mind works. It's just totally fascinating.
Ooh, that's fancy. When you were growing up, what were your hobbies?
Oh, rock collecting.
Uh-huh.
And music collecting. I had a ton of 45s, which I don't have now. I wish I did.
Now, what is a 45?
Okay. It's a vinyl record.
Okay.
But it only has one song on each side. So it's much smaller than a typical vinyl record.
Okay. I know this was like a long time ago, but did you know or remember anything about the day John F. Kennedy was assassinated?
Oh, absolutely. I was in school.
Okay.
And it came over the intercom.
Mm-hmm.
And announcing that I was in sixth or seventh grade, and announcing that the president had been shot. We didn't know he was dead yet, but he had been shot. And we all had, you know, we did a minute of silence for that. And then when they actually had his funeral on television, televised, it was my dad's birthday.
Oh.
And we all sat around the television watching the funeral procession, and little John Kennedy coming up and saluting, you know, his daddy going by. And it was also, I believe, Thanksgiving that day, or it was close to it. But anyway, it was my dad's birthday. And actually, I think it was dad's birthday when he was shot, November 22nd. Anyway, dad's birthday is November 22nd. And I remember we all sat around watching the funeral.
Oh, that's sad.
It is.
So.
And we watched the first moon landing, the first man walking on the moon. That was a big deal. We watched that on television too.
Now, when the first man landed on the moon, were you excited about that?
Oh, very, very, very. Yes. Like, we were just glued to the television. Yep.
Oh, wow.
And another time we were glued to the television was when the Beatles came on Ed Sullivan. Remember that? And we were just, like, right there. So,
Do you remember what age and what your first job was?
Yes, I was 13, and it was at the same motel that my mom worked, the Birmingham Motor Inn. They needed help one day, and she asked if I had any tests at school, and I said no. And she said, well, how about you take the day off from school and come help us at there, and you work on, this is totally illegal, and work under my name, and I'll pay you. And I'm like, great. And I went in and I worked, and I worked there for several years.
Oh, wow.
Like on weekends and such. You know, eventually under my own name.
Did you like that job?
I did, because it was physical. You know, you went in, you clean. You know, I like to clean, so I went in and we cleaned the rooms, and we got to talk to all different kinds of people, meet different kinds of people. We met the Temptations. The Temptations stayed there. Mm-hmm. The Supremes, they stayed there. And, we, you know, you just get to meet different people.
Oh, wow.
And it was fun. It was interesting.
Do you remember your first car and what color and model it was?
The first car I bought was an Impala. Mm-hmm. I never got to drive it. Philip eventually took it. But the first car that I owned was a Rambler station wagon.
Ooh. So, when you were, like, in your teens, did you have any hangout spots you would go to with your friends?
Any hangouts? Yeah, there was a, you can call it a soda shop down on Main Street in Marlboro. You know, you go in, you sit down at the booths, and there's a, I forget what you call them, the music thing on the side of the wall, and you pick up a jukebox, you know, on the side of the wall. And each booth had its own little music selection thing. You know, you put a quarter in or a dime, whatever it was, and you hit the button and plays a song. Yeah.
So, did you have a favorite radio station?
Yes, it was the Worcester station, Marlboro was WSRO. Worcester was, I can't remember the Worcester station. But yeah, we used to listen to the Worcester station.
Okay, so do you remember the first TV?
The first TV?
Yeah.
I remember the TV in our house, and, you know, it was small,
mm-hmm.
and it sat on a little table, and there was a pair of pliers on it to change the channel because the knob got lost, mm-hmm. and you had the rabbit ears, antennas, so yeah, I remember that. It was black and white, mm-hmm. and there was like four or five channels to choose from. Yeah.
Now, what about colored TVs?
Oh, if you had a color TV, man, you must be rolling in the dough. Because nobody had color, you know? And then when you did get a color television, it took a long time to actually get everything, the colors adjusted to how you liked it. Because everybody's faces would be either too red, or if you went the other direction, they were too green. So it took a while. And then when those tended to come out in, like, it was actually a piece of furniture. You know, you had your television in it, and then there was a sliding shelf on top. You opened that up, and there was your record player.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, do you remember any wars?
Oh, absolutely. The Vietnam War.
Did you?
Yeah, that was a rough time, you know.
Yeah.
I was a hippie, you know, I had long dresses, you know, barefoot, flowers in my hair, mm-hmm. you know, and it was, you know, end of the war, peace, You know, it was all that. It was that's when everything changed for the better in the world.
Yes.
You know, all the motions went through to save Mother Earth, and yeah, that's why they're all, you know, the age of Aquarius.
So, tell me about the fashion back then.
Oh, the fashion, the miniskirt. That was, yeah, you go to school, and at the beginning of that fashion, you go to school, and the teachers could make you kneel down on the floor, and your dress had to touch, because you couldn't wear pants to school. That was a no-no. Your dress had to touch the floor. If it didn't touch the floor, you got sent home. But then that slowly, you know, because everybody, you know, everybody's doing it, you know, wearing these shorter dresses. So, yeah, they wear short dresses, like mid-thigh, halfway up your thigh, mini dresses. And then there were the fishnet stockings. There was empire waistlines, you know, where it gathers up underneath your boobs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all the fashion. A lot of frills and ruffles and, yeah.
So,
and I made all my own clothes in high school, and that's what it looked like.
So, are you ready for the last question?
Okay.
What advice would you give to someone my age today?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's a loaded question. I would say, don't lose who you are. You know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody says you can't do it, say, oh, yes, I can. You know, because, you know, it's be true to thyself. You know, don't let anybody, don't try to change yourself to fit what somebody thinks you should be. Just don't do it, you know?
That's a very, you know, powerful message.
You know, it's too, I made the mistake. You know, I made that mistake, mm-hmm. trying to be somebody I'm not, you know, for somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. It doesn't. You know, you lose yourself, and you can't do that.
Yeah. So, thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you for asking me. I am truly honored.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Oh, I've got stories, you know.
And so, this is the end of our interview.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.